are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Boy, it's been one of those weeks for me. God damn it. I'm always bothered about something, and I'm bothered again today. Welcome to Serious Growth Podcast, where the truth should be told a lot more often as it relates to what I'm thinking about right now. But I'm not going to lay that shit on you guys. But here's what my question for you is this. Oh, that's great. My question for you is this. I just had somebody do something in front of me that was really, it was worse than inappropriate. It's gross. Has anybody ever seen somebody put a, what do you call that thing, Kara? Since we're, what do you call that?
Invisalign.
Invisalign in. That's really a fun thing to watch. It looked like a horse. Anyway, how do you know if you're a master? That's the question. How do you know if you're a master of anything? Well, if you look in the book, the definition for it, actually, it's Malcolm Gladwell. If anybody's read that book, he wrote Outliers, and he's the one that talked about that it takes 10,000 hours, the 10,000 hour rule, to become a master at anything. And if you do some math, just to give you some perspective, if you worked on something every day for 3 hours, it would on one thing, it would take you 9 years to become a master. That's a long time. It's a big ass commitment. But in order for you to, you know, how do you know then if you become masterful at anything? In this case, obviously, I'm talking about, you know, exercise and nutrition, but it can apply anywhere else. In my mind, the definition of that and how you know when you start becoming a master is when you can produce and reproduce a result pretty much at will. And what you'll learn when you've gotten this much information underneath your belt, at least from my perspective, is that you're going to have to learn how to deal with something that is counterintuitive. When it comes to, I just set up somebody on a program. And I got to tell you something, every once in a while, because I think most people, you either teach or you do. You either wish or you go for it and do it. You know, some people wish about it. Some people do it. Some people teach, some people do it. And every once in a while, I come across somebody that really has perfect willingness, and they're willing to do whatever it takes to get a result. And I just work with somebody like this. And, you know, every once in a while, I have these experiences. And I got to tell you something, this gives me the most pleasure. This is what it's all about for me when somebody actually follows through on a program. And the program that I put this person on could only get the results that they did if they are dealing with a world-level bodybuilder who knows their craft to the nth degree. Otherwise, I can tell you this, because I've been around a little bit, you will fail at what I'm about to talk about. So here's the setup. This person comes to me. They've been a client for 14 years, and they have trained, they have done cardio. They, in many cases, can, because they've been around so long around me, we've trained together, but she can train on her own. So the point is that she's not just somebody who has just done this for a little bit. But also the very same person who is never gotten those last 5 pounds those last 10 pounds, never have gotten in that real lean shape that they've envisioned.
All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're gonna get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you big beyond belief in the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
And they, you know, there's been frustration over the years. And I've told this person, I said, look, even though you think that you're doing what you need to do, even though that you have perfect willingness and that, I mean, that's also, it's very important that you have motivation, that you have all that. But that sometimes is not enough because you don't know when it gets down to those last 5 pounds. And you can relate this to the very same thing as, because this is what the higher level tactic that I used on this person. You can also think of it as that bodybuilder who's got that last couple of weeks, that last week that they've been preparing for a show. And then that's when it gets real, because a lot of you people that have competed before know that you can ruin everything that you've done in your pre-contesting. It can all go away in 1 week. It's happened to all of us. That's how you really learn the big lessons, because obviously you have to go through that. This person has never done that. And yet they're frustrated because they've tried everything. They're certain, and they have. They've had the right mindset for the most part, and yet they still can't get it done. This happens to a lot of people. So here's what I told this person. I said, I can guarantee you I can get 5 pounds off you in 2 weeks. The response that I got from this person, and I'm going to tell you that this person is very skeptical, slightly negative, but not to the point where it would necessarily deter the result. But this person was absolutely 100% convinced that they were not going to be able to lose more than 2 pounds. And this is based on them years and years. They've been around the gym industry for 14 years, never being able to do it. So I said, I can get 5 pounds, and at least 5 pounds in 14 days. But the only way that you'll be able to do this is if you surrender and do everything exactly as I say when it comes to your training, and especially in the diet. Because in this case, of the three components, this person needed help. The real specific help was with diet. And when they looked at me, I said, look, this is what it's going to take. It's going to be brutal. You're going to suffer. And I think it's really important that people know this, because in the way we are marketed to on commercials, it's the opposite of that. How many commercials have you seen where they just said, oh, you can lose weight when you're sleeping, or you can so easy when you take this supplement or do this. You don't even have to count calories. You're going to get all these results. The opposite is what's marketed to people. So the society that we live in is about, they want results fast. So it plays into that. And it's disingenuous as far as I'm concerned. So I'm sitting here telling that person, very same person, it's going to be brutal. It's going to be, you're going to suffer, but your results are going to be astonishing, because I'm saying more than 5 pounds. And I'm not even talking about how many inches that was going to be lost, because what it really comes down to at the end of the day, it's not just weight loss, because you can lose a lot of weight and be skinny fat. I'm sure a lot of people have experienced that, where your skin's loose. So it's about, at the end of the day, what you look like, how you look like, what you envision yourself to look like. So keep that in mind as I'm telling you this program that I put this person on, because you're going to think, maybe some of you that don't really know, you're going to say, oh my God, yeah, you know, that's exactly what you shouldn't be doing in the industry, because that's what the industry is talking about, how to lose all these inches in no time. And you have those people, you have a legitimate concern. But unless you understand dieting and how to use diet as a tool, like myself and others who have been in this a long ass time, who have done this ourselves over and over again, then you really don't know the whole picture. It's learning how to use, in this case, the macros, the diet, water. So here's the program. I called it lockdown. To me, that described it the best way. I mean, there was no other word that came to my mind. I'm locking you down, talking to this individual. And this applies to anybody. And I'm going to tell you ahead of time that what I'm about to tell you on lockdown, which is really a six-week nutrition weight loss program. Primarily, we focus on the weight, but it's also about inches lost. But it's a six-week course. The first 2 weeks of lockdown focuses on ultra-low calories. I'm not going to give away the caloric the way that I did it, but it was done in a way, the calories were set up in a way, the way that they ate, that it wasn't just eating ultra calories the same for 2 weeks straight. It was a stair step effect. I'll give that away. And this program will always work. It will never fail unless you have a thyroid issue, or you don't follow it to exactly the way that it's written. Otherwise, it will work for everyone. Male, female, doesn't matter. And I'll tell you what's really cool about it, in my mind, is that it's all natural. You don't have to take supplements. The only ingredients that you need on lockdown is food and water. It gets that simple. So the first 2 weeks, this lockdown is broken down into two sections. The first section is lockdown, shock and awe. This is those first 2 weeks where it's ultra low calories. And again, I've got them stair-stepped, and I play around with the caloric intake. The whole point of that is to shock. That's why I call it shock and awe. Shock the physiology and wake it up. So many people over the years have dieted so wrong, and they eat so wrong, that they actually force their metabolism to become sluggish, and in some cases stalled. In this person's case, they were sort of that person where they've tried everything. When it got to that last 5 pounds or 10 pounds, that they basically stalled their metabolism. Because your body at some point will shut you down. It'll stop making results unless you know how to trick it. And when we call, in this case, when we say trick it, we don't mean that in a bad way. So the first 2 weeks, not only is it, those ultra low calories is to wake up a sluggish metabolism, but on purpose, it's to drive your physiology into fight or flight. And most of you know what that means. When your body perceives a threat, it kicks into another, it's fight or flight. It's trying to protect you. When that happens, between that and the shock of just not eating very many calories for 2 weeks, that your alerts, what we're doing is revitalizing your metabolism immediately in those first 2 weeks, immediately. But here's where the difference is compared to other programs that are out there. Anything that you do for 2 weeks, you cannot destroy quality. This person, and I'll tell you the result that they got over 2 weeks. Mind you, I have somebody who's thinking that they won't lose more than 2 pounds. I've got this documented, and it's going to be a case study on my website. This person in 12 days lost 10 pounds. This is somebody who only had to lose 5 to 10 pounds. I want to keep saying that because that's a hell of a lot different than somebody who's got 50 pounds to lose. And we know that. To lose 5 or 10 pounds is war. It's warfare on your physiology. You take yourself to war. That's why we make this so drastic in the first 2 weeks. Not only did this person lose 12 pounds in 10 days, this person lost a total of overall 4 inches on their body. That's beyond remarkable. A female who is 55 did this, ladies and gents that are out there. And I can tell you this, if a female can do this at this age, a male will get probably 30% more result. To be safe. It works for, oh, by the way, let me go back to the first 2 weeks. Here's what was counterintuitive. What I did in the second 2 weeks of the way that I designed the caloric intake was that I also started increasing water. On the beginning of the second week, that person was taking in at least a gallon of water a day. Now, mind you, when this is happening, think of the what it does to your mindset. Because in the first week, they started to get a result just because of the fact that they weren't eating very much. You're going to get some result. Now, for those of you that are wondering, when you lose weight this quickly, it's not all body fat. It's water. Some of it is fat, but that's normal. That is, even in bodybuilding, when we go take it really slowly, losing maybe 1 to 2 pounds a week, you'll never just lose pure body fat. But the point here is that in 2 weeks, you won't destroy anything forever. You won't destroy the metabolism. But on that second week, can you imagine you've dropped weight in the first week? Now, I mean, this person was losing a pound a day in the very beginning. So for me, on their second week, to all of a sudden say, well, I'm also going to add some water, a gallon of water. Now, we know logically and objectively, we know that water is not going to put on any body fat, but it will reflect body weight gain. And I'll tell you something. I've been around bodybuilding for the longest time. That is a mind fuck right there. It's hard to deal with that, even though objectively, you know, there's no way in that second week that person was actually starting to put on weight. But there's no way that it's fat weight. So my point, what I'm trying to make here is that you have to be so strong mentally to be able to deal with that. It's counterintuitive when I'm increasing or decreasing your calories when you think that the opposite should be happening. And what I did with her is just like what we do when we go into a show. After 4 days or 3 days of drinking water for a gallon of water, I cut her water. Now, what that does is it tricks your body. People think that, well, why don't you just cut water for 5 days? Because when you do it for too long, your body starts thinking that you're needing water, so it starts holding water. It's counterintuitive is what I'm trying to say. But by driving the water intake up and then all of a sudden cutting it, guess what? She started eliminating fluid. She was shedding every 20 to 30 minutes. She was having to use the restroom. Again, the point of the matter is this. In that 2 weeks, you're tricking the body every single day with different caloric intakes, different water intake, and it's counterintuitive. But that's just the beginning of lockdown. The next 4 weeks of lockdown, it's still a lockdown. It's still considered lockdown, but now we're into rebuilding your metabolism. So you see, if I only do this for 2 weeks compared to if I took this lockdown where they were eating ultra low calories, and if I did that for 6 weeks, I would destroy this person's metabolism. Or it wouldn't be necessarily forever, but temporarily, because the body is so far in starvation mode. And how many of you people have done this? We all have. And all of a sudden, it's like you're eating absolutely nothing and your body won't budge. That's the way that your body works. It's trying to keep you alive. In the second 4 weeks, now we're going to make sure that we're going to rebuild the metabolism. And what I mean by that, the end goal of that for this next 4 weeks is the startup. Again, I don't get it all the way done completely. But like in this person's case, before they started, their body weight was at the highest it was during this 2 week, and they were eating 1,500 calories. And we had them way lower than that, okay? But the end goal here and what we're doing in the next 4 weeks is to, by influencing and tricking the metabolism in the way that we are now increasing, the caloric intake is less restrictive. So now we're starting to push the metabolism. We're trying to say, okay, we have a little more calories that you're taking in for the purposes of your metabolism identifying that, and it creates more heat in order to burn those extra 100 or 200 calories. If I gave this person at this point 500, 600, 700 calories each time, the metabolism couldn't keep up with it. It'd be overwhelmed and it'd have to store that as fat. But when you are just slowly kicking the calories up, the metabolism is able to generate enough heat to take those calories and make your body more efficient. So many times when I put people on a diet where they've just come off ultra low calories and all of a sudden they're eating more, when they're eating just a little bit more, a couple, 300 calories, they're surprised when they are still losing weight. Your body will lose weight if it's done right, if you influence the and manipulate those calories in such a way. It's a constant dance with your metabolism, constantly tricking it, not hurting it. So the end goal after the 4 weeks being on metabolism rebuilding is that that person who was eating 1,500 calories at a much higher body weight will now be able to eat those same calories and keep their body weight much lower. That's how you become a lot more efficient. But you can see that even after the 4 weeks is over, because in that first, in week number three, calories are higher. In week number four, the calories are going to continue to go up. But it's still something that continues on past the 6 weeks. Nothing is forever. Everything is temporary. So you have to understand that. But here's the thing. And here's the thing that this person revealed to me. They said, you know what? This wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. I thought that was very telling, because I know what it took for this person to do that. I know how hard it is to do this lockdown or this pre-competition diet that all of us bodybuilders go on. We know how hard that is. But because of the fact that it was so simple, it was just food and water. The diet, especially early on, there's only so many foods, certain foods that you can have. There's not a lot to pick from. But when that person told me it wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be, I thought that's, you know, if somehow we can communicate that, this a very important insight to people, that might change the way that they go about going into a weight loss program. And I'm going to say it again, weight loss is also about inches lost. We're all big into the weight, it seems like, even more over the inches. That's the reason why I'm saying weight loss, but it's about inches lost too. If we just change the way that we see, you know, the approach, instead of just thinking this is going to be as easy as possible, because people, I'm going to tell you something, if it's too easy, if you get all this weight loss too easy, like they promise on these commercials, it's never going to be long lasting. It'll never be something that is a lifestyle for you. You're going to be caught in this trap, in this cycle. And I got to tell you something, most people that are doing any of these quick fix diets. You guys are caught in a mad, mad cycle. I see it. I've seen it over the years. And it's you're basically just responding to pain and pleasure. And when you're in that mode, you're constantly in that mode. You're sending messages to your body where it's releasing cortisol. You're a high stress. You are doing everything to make it even more difficult to get the results, the long lasting results that you're looking for. It's almost like that is counterintuitive. You think that if it's easier, you know, you'll have, anybody can do that. And it's not that way. But if we can look at this differently and realize that it's a slow process, and do you want to make it a lifetime ritual to where it's seamless? It's something that you just do on a daily basis, just because it's what you do when you're breathing every day, like taking in air. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to have an exercise and nutrition program that would be like that? Because I can assure you, to a large degree, it can. But you have to be talking with somebody who is a master in their craft. You have to be, when you're talking about trainers and things like that, you have to be talking to somebody that can know how to exactly produce muscle on the body as it relates to training and diet. You know how to make, you want somebody that knows how to take off primarily body fat in the long scheme of things. That person is and has to be a master of their trade. I'm going to leave you with this, because what this person did, I am so proud of this individual, because this is like one, I don't know what kind of a ratio would be, but it's like one, and it doesn't come along too often where you have somebody that actually does what this person did. They have no idea. And I keep telling this person, and you know, you have to, and I think this relates to all of us, make sure that when you're, and I'm not saying that other people won't get results out there. I'm just saying, I know what I can do for anyone that doesn't have a thyroid condition and that has perfect willingness to follow a program to the nth degree. I'm sure there's other people who get results, but pat yourself on the back, you know, give yourself an attaboy or attagirl, because you've earned that. And so many times, like with this person, they don't want to do that, you know? And I can understand that, because I think that what happens to a lot of people when they get into this mode, oh, I accomplished this, and they give themselves too many pats on the back, and all of a sudden they're off program again. I say this because I've lived it. I've been where everybody else has been. I've been on that yo-yo ride, on that cycle where I it was impossible to get out of. If you're ever able to get to the point where you're following something and doing something on a daily basis that is seamless, and exercise and nutrition has to be a part of that. And then when you can just master life, that's kind of where I'm at right now. Just, you know, making it all to where it's all one thing. It's seamless. I want to be able to create a result and produce a result at will. And just to say that is that won't get it done. You must be proactive. You must keep taking those steps, and you must fail over and over again. That's part of the process. Until next time, again, any of you guys or girls who want to get a result, a money-back guarantee, I'll give you a money-back guarantee. You will have to, I'm not stupid, because I'm not going to just give the money-back guarantee to anybody. If you want a challenge, take me up on this challenge, then sign up to see if you will be approved and qualified to come on this program. If you want to, as a female, if you want to lose, 10 or 12, 10 pounds in 12 days and 4 inches, we can do that. Guys, if you want to go 30% more of that, whatever I just said, we can do that. But I'm going to tell you something. I will interview you, and I will make damn sure that you're the right candidate, because I don't like to fail. I like to have a high success rate. It's not for everybody. It's not supposed to be. And I promise you this, based on that comment that that lady said, it's not going to be as hard as you think, and yet you're going to work your ass off for that. Until next time, get some serious growth.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.